As of our understanding,
passage is Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, it is said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. With the title, the Lord renews again. And the key verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I read this one. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Let's prepare our hearts to receive the word of God through our pastor, Nathan Jim. And invite our pastor to come and share with greeting to everyone, the servants of the Lord, all the new believers, and those coming from our front. Anyone born a year of the horse? A few born at the year of the horse. Are you happy with the zodiac? But this morning, I would like to think about if the Lord has renewed. What did God do? If it's about horse, I want to tell you a story about horse. Near the border of one country, Mr. Tay lost a horse. And everybody feels sorry, so come to comfort him. Maybe that is a fortunate event. And a few years later, the horse bring back a different horse with the time. That is very precious. And everybody say, oh, congratulations. But he said, maybe that is an unfortunate event. And everybody wants to love this type of horse. And his son liked this horse very much. So he climbed on top. And the horse ran so fast. And he fell down. And he got crippled. And everybody comfort him, Mr. Chen. Maybe this is a fortunate event that my son got. A year later, when the enemy came to attack the country, there are many youth was recruited to fight the war in us. But his son did not get recruited because of his crippling leg. So that was his fortunate event. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody can hold what the future will be. Come today, we are healthy. Tomorrow we're sick. Today we are financially well. Tomorrow, maybe we lost everything. When we have something like that, that thing we say is unfortunate. Or is bad, it's fortunate. We could not hold the good or the bad events in our life. And men become superstitious. Some of us go to fight fortune telling, and so to build the house in a direct direction, or giving birth to a particular day is good for some other day, or in the zodiac could be good or bad in the zone. Do you have that kind of thinking, dear congregation? Today is the year of the horse, and everybody. And the horse is very intelligent, live freely, have the ability, very creative, with a strong will. Because that's the characteristic of the horse. But I like to talk to you where the Bible tells us the reasons, the suffering, where does it come from? And created by God from the nurture of the earth, just like any of the creation. The human become more than anyone because when God created human, he can't read the characteristic of the world. He worked with the Lord to manage this world. Adam, because of Satan has followed his advice to rebel against God. From there, sin came in. And then suffering comes, sadness, sickness, but just a consequence of sin. Amen. So we, when we have blessing or suffering, not because of our age, of zodiac sign, but we have a connection with God, our Creator, to restore. The Lord has three promises to remove us from this condition. In Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 26 to 27, these three things. First is that God creates a new heart. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. The stone of heart of stone does not recognize, does not feel, does not recognize that God is creator. But the heart of flesh has a recognition that God is our creator. So the heart of stone like to hear about logic, but the hearts of flesh like to hear the words of God. The stone heart would not live in a happy medium, but the stone, the heart of flesh will be satisfied with what the Lord has given us, recognizing the Lord has created to give us a new heart. Jesus has come into the world to lead us return to our Creator. The key verse said that if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. That means that person has been created a new heart to recognize who God is. That person connect that person with the Lord, the Creator of heaven. In Vietnam, there's a saying, the son without the father is like a house without the roof. With the house with the roof. Or like a tadpole without the tail. Without the tail, the tadpole could not swim and you go in the direction. Jesus came to lead us to the Lord, to God, so we can get our direction straight in our life. The story about Alexander the Great. Alexander and his father Philip Macedon were taken by the royal family to see the new horses. Alexander said, "Oh, that black horse with a white spot on his forehead looks as mighty as a bull." Philip the father shook his head. "It's so fierce, no one has ever ridden it." Alexander said, "I want to try." His father, Philip, laughed. "If you can capture him, it will be yours." Alexander went toward the horse, and he leaped. That horse leaped and whistled. The horse is so unbearable. He led the horse back to the sun, whispered in her ear, and for a moment, the horse stood still. Alexander jumped on his back and rode it to the admiration of his father and the people. Father King Philip said, "It belongs to you as promised. But can you tell me what secret did you use?" Alexander said, "I noticed that the sun was shining from behind, casting a shadow. And the shadow of a person, it moving the black spot on the ground that frightened the heart. So I turned him toward the sun. And then he could no longer see the shadow. So he was no longer afraid and became calm." Alexander named the horse Bucephalus, which was the horse he rode during his year of conquering the world. Alexander ascended the throne at the age of age of 23, conquered the whole world in just 10 years, and established the Greek Empire. Alexander died at the age of 33. And this young person is in the program of the plan of God. Yes, an empire was established. And as we said, he passed at the age of 33. When we are giving the heart to turn to God, and that life there will be no more unpeaceful. And this is the first thing the Lord can create, have the Lord as Savior in their heart. The second point that we can learn is that the Lord create a new spirit in us. In verse 26 said, I will put a new spirit in you. The congregation. In the old early days, the trees appear on animals appear from the earth, and the our human also came from the earth. But what caused human to be higher than any other creation? We are not stronger than all animals. You have a large brain than many other animals. And our body is not as big as any some other animal. But what wants our human being to become the control every creation on this earth? That's because the Lord has breathed his breath into the human being, caused us to become the one, a living being, that is someone who has a soul, and only a human can receive the soul with a connection to the Lord. The communication. The soul is the life of the Lord, who spread into the human body. And only human can have the capability to connect with the Creator. Only human has religion, the soul, for us to connect to our Creator. The old day, Adam committed sin, and break out this connection, this relation. Whoever is in Christ, that person become a new creation, because that relationship has been restored. Whoever has this relationship, the soul will continue to live. If we have no relationship with Christ, our soul will die, just like a branch. When it's connected to the root, we'll have the life. But if it's cut from the trunk, it will no longer have life. A person with the right soul cannot connect to the Lord. So whoever in Christ, that person's soul will be restored. All things have passed away. The new things will begin under the guidance of the Lord. The soul will have a relationship with the Lord. This is easy to understand. If we can compare one driver who drives on the ground with a pilot who flies an airplane in the sky. And the driver must look at the road, must know how to maintain speed, and must know how to control the steering wheel to make the car safe. But the pilot who flies the plane does not depend on himself, but depend on the air control, air traffic controller. From the moment plane takes off from the runway, flies into the sky until it lands, the pilot's job is to obey the instructions of the air traffic controller. And so the airplane can fly night or day, rain or shine. The one who has renewed the soul, and the soul can hear the word of God through his word and correct his way, their life will be a contentment for that person. And in this group, many of us do not have Christ in their heart. We welcome you here to worship with us. Now, if you want to go out there with a fellowship out there, and you can ask everyone to believe in here, they will tell you the difference. Before Christ, they have no clue what they have in the world. And today, they have the Lord. They have lost what in the world. But they will tell you, be in any happiest moment of their life, yes, before there will be an officer in Vietnam, before they were successful, their life really But now they have Christ. They compare. They say the rest of their life in Christ is the happiest moment of all. The Bible says, whoever in Christ that person to receive a new birth. And this is the second part that the Lord will do for us. The third point is that He will give us a new soul for relationship. The third point is that the Lord will create, give us a new life. In verse 27, Ezekiel tells us, I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. This is a promise of the Lord given for each one of us. There is no other religion in the world has such a promise. I will put my spirit in you. The congregation, all the religion in the world is our effort to find salvation. But Christianity is the given of the Lord to those who believe in the Lord will receive salvation. When Jesus completed his salvation on the cross, before ascending to heaven, he said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives in, with you and will be in you. The congregation, anyone who affirms the faith in Christ as the salvation and can experience this Spirit, the Spirit of God will be in the heart of the person to affirm the salvation of that person. The congregation, the Spirit has created a new building. The Bible says, all the old things that passed away, all has become new. Many of us home may be named the role of the finance of this world, but finally they have lose everything. Or they put themselves into the meeting or gambling or drinking or drugs because they could not find anything. The world, according to Adam, has lost the true meaning of life. And Jesus has came to die for you and me to pay for the price, give his spirit into our life for that life to become a valuable life before the Lord. There's a young man asked Dr. Papadopoulos, ask this question. Doctor, what is the meaning of human life? The doctor opened his pocket, took out a small circular mirror and said, during the war, my family was very poor and lived in a remote village. One day I cut the mirror at the side of a German soldier's car that had been shot and wrecked on the side of the road. The glass was broken. I wanted to reattach it, but I couldn't. I chose the largest piece of the mirror and I grind it into on the stone until it became this round mirror piece. This is my favorite toy from my childhood. Every time it's sunny, I look in the mirror into the dark place that reflected the light. I can shine that light into the dark place because of the reflection. I have kept this mirror ever since growing up. I realized that the important part is that my life wasn't a source of light or any kind of light. But I realized one thing, my life was like a mirror. And when there are truths in my heart, I shine a light on those who are walking in my shadow, whose hearts and lives have been changed by the truth that I shine there. And that is the meaning of my life. The answer was not in everyone's expectation. But the whole meeting room seemed to wake up to a new life from a simple but profound words that Dr. Papadopoulos had just answered the young man. The spirit descended someone in there, and the spirit, that person, will become meaningful and worthy of living. So, person came to a construction site as a worker. What are you doing? The other angrily replied, mixing all the laying bricks. Building one is not just. The stranger met another worker and asked him, what was are you doing? The other person replied, the work is hard, but it seats with a decent salary. Coming to a third person on the construction side, the guest asked him, can you tell me what you are doing? The third man smiled and said, we are building a church here. When my children and grandchildren grow up, I will show them and tell them that it was your grandfather, father, is who contributed to building this church. And this wall, the grandfather and father was here. It's the same thing. It's the same event. It's the same situation. But whoever has the spirit in their heart, that person will say it's the meaning of his life, of his work. And the meaning of life is really the true meaning when we have the spirit inside. The old things are passing away. Now the new thing has come. This is the third point, that we will have new life in Christ. Thank you for your time to come and celebrate with us this morning. I like to tell you this based on the key verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. The Bible declares that whoever in the Pentecost or in Baptist, or whoever in the Presbyterian will become new. But the Bible said, whoever is in Christ, that person will become a new creation. Are you in Christ? So I can receive this promise, we will become a new living being, because God gave us a new heart, gave us a loving soul, and gave us a new life. And oh Lord, bless each one of you to experience in your life these new promises from the Lord. Thank you and Happy New Year.